Hello, people. Andy here. The Inner Winner Show, day 15. And I am here all by my lonesome. No guests, because I have no friends. But I promise I'll make some friends soon. So today's podcast is going to be a super short episode. Having said that, I bet you I somehow find a way to expand it onto an hour and a half like I usually do. But I was having kind of a shitty day today. I wasn't feeling shitty. Like, today was a fucking wonderfully shitty day. I just felt a bit, like, physically shitty. I was a little bit tired. I didn't sleep well last night. I spent the day with my girlfriend, like, basically walking around a national park and getting lots of exercise and that. So when I came home, I really didn't feel like sitting down and recording a podcast. And it's fortuitous timing. It's kind of serendipitous that I had one of my coaching clients, a guy called Radical, who also posts on the forums a lot. Shout out to Radical, who asked me a very pertinent question that relates a lot to how I'm feeling today. So he said, if I'm going to ask you a question for the podcast, it will be, what do you do when you lose momentum chasing your goals and get stuck in a rut or start to lose desire? My answer to this, so as in his, he goes on to say, his answer to this is always just to take action, however small, but even with that, you often have to trick yourself into it or have some cheats. Yeah. So today is the perfect example of this. And I absolutely don't feel like sitting here recording this podcast. There's 5 million other things I'd feel like doing right now. I feel like going and having a shower. I'm tired. I'm sweaty. I'm kind of exhausted. I just want to go lay down. But I know that I will feel much better if I do this podcast and then go and have my reward, which is lying down, eating some food, you know, that kind of shit, because I haven't eaten anything all day. So that's probably my number one trick. When you don't feel like doing something, when you're losing momentum, and when you don't feel like working on your goals, just do something small. As you pointed out, it can be anything ridiculously small, and give yourself that reward afterwards. So tell yourself, all I have to do is a little bit towards my goals, like literally just 5 minutes, literally 5 minutes, and then I get to have whatever reward I want. Pick a healthy reward. Don't pick something, you know, don't go and like inject heroin, because that's a nice reward, but that won't make you feel good afterwards. Go and watch a movie or eat some food or fucking play video games. Like, whatever the hell your reward is, do that and give yourself that reward. Like promise yourself that you can have that reward if you just put in 5 minutes worth of work. I will answer this question a little more in depth. I'll grab Imogen and we'll answer this properly. We'll do a whole episode wrapped around this, but I really just wanted to tie it in because I thought it was amazing timing that I'm literally having a day where I can't be bothered doing this and you come along and say the question, what do you do when you can't be bothered? Another thing to do is, we talk about this all the time, like Radical, you and I talk about this all the time, and anyone else listening, this is the perfect advice. Just kind of throw yourself in there and get started. Like, don't sit around waiting for, you know, the motivation or the feeling of, yeah, I feel like doing it today. Just kind of throw yourself in the deep end. It won't be glamorous. You won't be perfect. It will be messy. You'll do probably a shitty job. Like, this podcast is probably going to suck. But by just throwing myself in this podcast, there is a small chance that I could, you know, 5 minutes from now, I could start picking up momentum. And then before I know it, I'm having like the best podcast ever. Or even if there isn't, I have at least built the habit of doing something every day. And more to the point, doing something when I don't feel like doing anything. You need to build momentum. When we're talking about self-improvement, it's momentum based. You cannot really change your life, or you're going to have a bloody fucking hard time of changing your life if you're sporadic about it. If, you know, you make progress one day and then you go 3 days and you're kind of lazy. And then maybe, you know, on the weekend you do a little more and then, you know, you're lazy. And then Friday you start again. Like, you're never going to gain the traction that it requires. And the daily momentum, it's never going to snowball if you're not doing something every day. So do a tiny little bit every day, 5 minutes worth of work. That's literally all it takes. And you will find that by starting, half of the time you're already on a roll. So you just keep going. Like, inertia is the hardest thing to overcome, especially when it comes to our goals. Like, just starting is 99% of the work. I want to keep this really short because I think that will make my point even better. If I literally release this as a 5-minute fucking podcast, that will literally prove the point that I didn't feel like doing anything. I still came out with a reasonably interesting 5-minute idea that hopefully might help you. More to the point, I've now started answering your question. So tomorrow when I'm in a better mood, or maybe the day after, I will answer your question properly and put some actual effort in. I've gotten started, so it's easier for me now to continue. So that's my answer. get started. I'll give you plenty more answers when I tackle this properly. I'll grab Imogen and we'll do a proper episode around this. I also want to give a shout out to another one of my coaching clients called Roger Roger, and he's decided to join the 365 Project as well. Fucking awesome, dude. So he's going to read one scientific article or a book chapter every single day for the next 365 days. He says he'll focus on his research project for now. He does like research work. And he'll switch over to reading about the gym and nutrition in a couple of months once he's caught up with some of his work stuff. So that's fucking awesome, dude. Like 365 days of knowledge, essentially. Like that's going to put you leagues above the other people that you work with, especially stuff with like the gym and nutrition. And I know you personally, and for any of the listeners out there, like you are someone that absolutely takes action above all else. Like you just go in there and you shut the fuck up and you do what needs to be done. So you are someone that would actually benefit from also doing a bit of research on the side, because you're already taking action and then the research will kind of add to that and you'll do a much better job. You know, you'll be more efficient. Maybe you'll pick something up that you never would have figured out on your own just from action. So yeah, great job. I'll finish up there. Love you guys very much. Stay safe. Wear condoms or don't wear condoms. I don't really give a shit. It's your life. All the best.